Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Ann Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T. Address is 550 South C-U-L-V-E-R, Willows, California, 95988, phone 530-934-2937, ID is XXXXXX5320, date of birth is 9/11/1942, 79-year-old, married, retired, executive woman, you should say education executive woman, insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield, pharmacy is Willows, 530-934-7744. It is addressed to really?
Yeah.
They're very nice people.
Aren't they, though? And they're smart, too.
Uh-huh. Yes, they're very, very smart.
Her daughter's the superintendent of a school district in San Jose.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Follows the mother's footsteps.
Yeah.
It's addressed to Brett Brown, B-R-O-W-N, below that just say J. Garrison, Glenn Medical Center. /1133 West Sycamore Street, Willows, California, 95988. Phone is 530-934-1832, fax 530-934-1829. Carbon copy, Dr. Jenny Lazarus, L-A-Z-A-R-U-S-M-D, 130 West Sycamore Street, Willows, California, 95988-530-330-5222. fax is 530-934-1862. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible early cognitive decline. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Ann Lambert for neurological evaluation regarding her history of possible early cognitive decline noticed over the last several months, particularly by her family, and associated with an abnormal brain MRI scan showing some frontal lobe atrophy. New paragraph. Her husband, who was seen with Anne today, gives a history of some difficulty in executive functioning. New paragraph. Her daughters have been giving her a hard time for the last 3 months about having some memory impairment. New paragraph. The medical records kindly provided in review indicate exposure to medications that may have caused some impairment. Subparagraph. The hypnotic agent at bedtime containing Benadryl has been discontinued for approximately 3 months. And Lyrica, given for symptoms of sciatica, has also been discontinued without further complication and with reduction of symptoms of dizziness and some nausea. New paragraph. Otherwise, she gives no other serious clinical history. Other than a coronary syndrome, at which time she noticed some cognitive impairment following her evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. She reports that she's also always been a well-structured multitasking woman who now works primarily as a housewife, doing some additional community service activities and personal art, but finding herself not overly occupied. Subparagraph, she thinks that she just isn't involved enough. New paragraph. She denied other neurological problems. New paragraph. She denies a history of unusual dyssomnia. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today, by observation and interview, appears to be within normal limits, without reduction in insight, obvious difficulty with cognition, or word-finding difficulty. New paragraph. In consideration with her history, new paragraph, there was no significant family history of degenerative dementia. New paragraph, in consideration of her history and presentation, I've suggested the following, which we will schedule. First paragraph, we will obtain neuroquantitative brain high-resolution imaging at Open Systems Imaging in Chico for further evaluation of findings of any cerebral degeneration contributing to her symptoms. Number two, next paragraph. She will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of her overall function. New paragraph. She'll be seen. New paragraph. She will continue taking prescribed memantine, 5 milligrams twice a day. Subparagraph. She'll return for reevaluation, consideration of additional testing, including special laboratory studies and adjustment of her treatment regimen. New paragraph. She reported that she takes no vitamin supplements. Subparagraph. In consideration of her findings and presentation, I've asked her to initiate a women's therapeutic multiple vitamin with minerals and cofactors for women over 50. New paragraph. She will initiate this, and we will review her progress as she returns in several weeks. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report at that time. She signed respectfully with my professional signature.